You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Follow Up Boss, one of the leading CRMs, client relationship managers, for residential real estate. Tons of top producing agents and some of the fastest growing teams out there are using Follow Up Boss to increase lead conversion, eliminate busy work that you're not doing anyway, and frankly, deliver a higher class experience in real estate to everybody who chooses you as their realtor of choice. So if you're going to keep listening to this, which I know you will, there's more information and a personal review of Follow Up Boss. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. Hello, friends. I'm Lee Brown, and welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we talk about everything and nothing sometimes and pretty much all the things, but there's always an angle that's going to help you live a better and more productive entrepreneurial life. So today, we've got Brenda Wise with us. She is a 39-year veteran of realtor safety. Now, if you're not a realtor, you should still be listening to this because anybody that's interacting in the public these days should be totally paying attention to how to protect yourself, protect your clients so that you can be in business for the long haul. If you think safety's boring, you ain't heard nothing yet. So tune in and I'll see you on the other side. So welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate being here, Lee, and all the work that you do to really help agents, because a lot of agents get in this business and they're like, oh, I want to help people sell homes. And they don't realize everything that goes into being a real estate agent.
It's so funny. I've always said it's about the third house you sell or 6 months in the business, you either have this amazing ego now, or you decided you hate people and you hate houses because you don't know what you're going to get. One day you have the delightful people who listen, and the other day you have the ones that say, here's my license, just take it back. I can't do this.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you have to be a psychologist, you have to be an expert communicator, which most are not. You have to be an amazing marketer to be able to really get your business out there and build relationships. And those are not skill sets that most people that come into real estate realize that you need or really have a handle on that. So you
teach at the same time, because you have to have all of them. And that's, I think, the wildest part, because you need this one right now and then you need this one. And we have to chameleon so often. You're exactly right.
That's correct.
Brenda, tell all of our people where you're located, how long you've been in real estate. Give them a little bit of background on Brenda Wise.
All right. Well, I am located in coastal Virginia, specifically Norfolk, Virginia, largest military installation in the world. I'm four generations Norfolk. My roots come from North Carolina, Murfreesboro, North Carolina. And let's see, I have been an entrepreneur all my life. I started out in corporate America for a year and a half and went, I can't stay in one place and I can't be limited. So this girl's got to get out. And then did some marketing and worked for a gentleman. And then I answered an ad in the paper for a public speaker in 1982. Didn't realize it, but the organization at the time was called Citizens Against Crime. And fast forward a year later, I married the president who had interviewed me.
Are you serious? Okay,
I am.
Cute.
And we had five offices throughout the United States. 10 years, we grew it to 52 offices. We were franchised. We are the largest private crime prevention organization of our kind in the world. And what really helped me realize I was home, and this would be my life's work, is that I was a victim of an attempted rape by a family member when I was 22 years old. Now, fortunately, it didn't happen, but those were the things the universe was offering me so that I could then, in fact, go in and educate people all over America on how not to be a victim of a crime.
Wait a minute. You got to slow down there for a second. Did you ever write a book on this? Because you just...
I'm in the process of right now.
Awful scenario that paralyzes so many people. They can't get up out of the bed anymore. They don't know who they are. And you said, you know what? This happened so that I could go do, look, I'm getting the Holy Spirit moment right now. I got the goosebumps going on because he shows up whenever we have these conversations, because your perspective is so lacking in the world right now. So many people revel and they waller in being a victim and, oh, woe is me. And you said, you know what? Here we go. So you can carry on now because I had to acknowledge that it's so big and so needed in the world right now.
We all have choices, and we can choose to be a victim or we can choose to be empowered and move forward. So I chose empowerment, and the universe provided again that opportunity. So I have been educating America on how not to be a victim of a crime. My program is called Living Safely in a Dangerous World. And it's amazing that in 1980, when my ex-husband started this company and when I got involved in 82 to today, crime will never go away. And today it's more crazy than it's ever been in our lifetime of me being in this industry 39, almost 40 years. So there is such a need out there, but you've got the crime prevention units, which are great and wonderful, but people don't realize we have a crisis coming, and it's actually here right now. We have this qualified immunity and defunding of our police departments, and they're not going to be there any longer. I have five family members who serve on the Norfolk Police Department, and they just look at their phone and go, let's see who's quitting today. Mm-hmm. I had a woman in my presentation. I was speaking at the Virginia Peninsula Realtors Association, and she said, there was some issues with parents this week with kids going back to school. And she said, we called the police because one was very aggressive. And the police said, you know what? Sorry, we can't come. So we have to really take responsibility now more than ever for our personal safety and that of our families, because the police are not going to be there unless it's a life threatening situation. They're going to say, call your insurance company if it's an accident or do whatever. And that's the reality of our lives right now. So
and let's just interject for our listeners and viewers. Don't be getting mad at the police for what Brenda's saying, that they won't be able to be there. It's not that they wouldn't, it's that they don't have the bandwidth or the manpower to do this forever on completely emaciated, shrunken police forces. They have to direct what power they have into the most priority situations. So don't get mad if you call and can't get somebody. You should get mad at these talking heads who have bodyguards and who live in very secure areas who want to score points with this movement to defund the police, because you got to be honest about it. It's just scoring political points to say ugly things like that when you're actually hurting the communities that need the police the most, where it's not super safe and where there are gang members and there is crime. So I'm going to point the long bony mom finger of shame at y'all if you start to get mad, because this is what has been demanded in the social media. And frankly, it's why Twitter should not be the be all end all of anybody's information source. So Brenda, I guess you're going to get into this. So what does the average person need to do to prepare themselves for a world where they do have to take that responsibility themselves in some way, shape, or form? You alluded to it. So I'm going to guess you've got some action tips for us on what to do. How do you prep? Where do you train? Where's the information?
Yeah, I have been speaking and doing this for 29 years, specifically to the real estate industry. It's about 80% of my business. And I have an accredited class in school where I teach this information. And one thing I want to do is real estate agents need to understand the dangers that are involved when they get into real estate. Not that it's going to keep you from it, because it's a great profession. You can make as little or as much money as you choose, okay, depending on your professional skill sets. However, according to the U.S. Department of Labor and Statistics, real estate is the highest at risk at homicide of all professions.
Wait. Say that again. Where did that stat come from?
And U.S. Department of Stats and Labor said that
one for homicide.
Number one risk of homicide. 33 agents on average are killed every year in the profession. Many of the stories you will never hear about. And in all my 29 years of doing presentations, not one time has a broker come to me and say, this is my safety protocol plan. I'd like for you to review it before you do your presentation. Not one time. So I don't think that they necessarily want to put spotlights on that because they don't want to scare people away, but it's just a fact of life in general, okay? As well as certainly in the real estate industry. So my motto is saving lives through education. So I'm a big believer that it's all about crime prevention, education. And most people began to say, if somebody says, hey, do you want to go to a safety program? People are going to go, yeah, no, I've got something to do.
But they say, I'm fine. I'm very safe. I'm good. Nobody will ever bother. It would never happen to me.
Yes, it will never happen to me until it does. And so I really believe that prevention, and I have found that to be true in my 39 years of doing this, I've spoken to over 100,000 people and probably done about 4,600 programs in my years of doing this. And so I know we're reaching a lot of lives. And again, when people come to my presentation, and it's usually at a sales meeting or a regularly scheduled training meeting, I don't do volunteer stuff because I want to make sure people are there. And then when they're there, they're like, oh my God, this is the best program I've ever seen on safety. So it's really through corporate America that I do this, through the brokers, the Berkshire Hathaways, the Long and Fosters, Keller Williams, that I get to go and really focus on realtor attention. So I'd say back to your question, the first thing that we need to look at, knowing that it is an issue, is what is your safety protocol? Because I will tell you right now, at least 80% of real estate agents don't have a clue.
Well, we have a policy in my office. We have a pretty extensive safety protocol for my brokerage, but my agents don't always abide by it. So what tips do you have for those of us that created it, but all of these amazing entrepreneurs who are renegades and they're not rule followers, they don't pay attention to it?
That is very true. You have a lot of renegades in the real estate industry.
I mean, it's kind of like a whole office full of teenagers, let's be honest. You can make rules, but they live to forget about them.
I think one of the key things is, just like you mentioned, September is National Realtor Safety Month. October is National Crime Prevention Month. But this can't be one time a year that you remind your agents what they need to be doing. This needs to be every month. You need to have that safety protocol class in place. Now, I do a lot of new agent training as well. That should be mandated for every new agent training in this country, that they provide this 1-hour presentation to really open the eyes of agents. Because again, what I find to be true in a lot of things that I do in training is the very nature of the real estate agent is a nurturer. 75% of our culture are nurturers. They're life givers, they're not life takers. So they don't always see or want to acknowledge that there are bad things that go on. Because why? They're here to serve. They're here to help that person find their perfect home, but not everybody is who they say they are.
Okay. So I told y'all that I would do a review of Follow Up Boss, you know, because I'm your friend in real estate. And I did. Now, you know, there's a Blue Million CRM out there. I mean, if you go to any Facebook group, every realtor's like, which one should I use? Which one should I use? And you know that these CRM, which are client relationship managers or customer relationship manager, whatever you want to call it, it's truly a system that's just designed to help you know what to do next, because you're very busy and you're a multitasker in real estate. And with all those different tasks and balls up in the air, you need something to help you stay on track. And that's what Follow Up Boss does. Now, when you save a name and a phone number in there, that is basically a Rolodex. Follow Up Boss is going to take the names and phone numbers and also help you know what to do next, so you can maintain these relationships with your neighbors, because that's what this is about. Real estate is not about serving just prospects and clients. It's about taking great care of your neighbors' needs in real estate. And if you'll use a tool like Follow Up Boss, where they remember you, oh, they might even call you when they're ready to buy or sell again, or when their mom and daddy do, or their best friend or their kid, and you want to be top of mind. That's what a product like Follow Up Boss will do for you. Truly, it's going to change your business when you start paying better attention to people. They don't have to know you use Follow Up Boss, but they'll totally understand that they are being heard by you. So now there's a free trial for my people because you're loved. Go to followupboss.com/crazy. No credit card is required. And frankly, because you're my people and we made an ask for you, Follow Up Boss said, yes, you get double the free trial. That's actually enough time to log in, put some pieces in it, and watch it change your business as it has for so many realtors and teams nationwide. Again, go to followupboss.com/crazy to start your free trial today. Well, and I think that's why the situation with Beverly Carter shook so many people up when she was murdered 5 years ago. And she was doing what most realtors do. You get a phone call, hey, come show us this vacant house. Of course. And she's cute and put together and a good agent. She hops in the car to go show them, and then she's murdered and put into a shallow grave, and her family is left devastated. And realtors, they all know, Brenda, they know they do that. They know they have taken a phone call, used that nurturing personality to get some information. But do you really know a person after one phone call? You do not. And then they jump in the car and go show. And we don't follow up the safety protocols of telling your broker where you're going, of getting a copy of the ID, verifying it through one of the apps that's available. There's a ton of them, y'all, and you can look them up, but they're just not following those steps. And had Beverly followed those steps, she still might have been murdered, because we do not know all of the choose your own adventure endings of the story, but there's a better chance that we'd have found her sooner and found the perpetrator sooner, which is, frankly, you got to take people like that down because they don't deserve to be out in public. But
I have a intake form, if you will, new client form. So I've developed that. So you put the phone number, call them back, make sure they are who they say they are, look on every social media site
to make sure. Call them back and check the number. That's a smart one. I've not heard that one before, Brenda. Say that one more time for the people in the back that weren't listening.
So in that intake form, there's a specific list of things that I tell people, agents, to do. Number one, after you've met with them, only at your office, or not necessarily at your office, because maybe they say, I can't make that. Title company, lender, insurance, home warranty, you've got a lot of places to choose to list. Certainly coffee anywhere that's public is good, but your office is great. I want you to meet my broker. I want you to meet my fellow agents and my real estate agent buddy or safety buddy that goes with me on my showings or listings or whatever. So you're building those red flags in place for the criminal to say, I'm too risky. I'm not the one for you, because we give them the opportunities and that's what they're looking for. So have their phone number, call them back, go on every social media platform, look them up. Certainly go to a website that, again, I have on my list of safety tips for real estate agents to check their background. Are they on the sex offender list? So there's a lot of precursor work you need to do as an agent because it's your life at stake.
So can we jump into something that's not often talked about in realtor safety, because we are a primarily female profession and there's this assumption in people's heads that it is only female agents who are attacked. Yet I think it was in 2019, because last year is just the weirdest blur. We had a male agent who had his throat slit and left in his car to die up in Pennsylvania, and that received almost no coverage at all. And you said before, you know, the public doesn't even know about the bulk of the scenarios that happened. That one really shook me, because it's such an important story that nobody is immune to this problem.
Correct.
Especially not a strong, fit man who's still not going to be a match for a blade if he doesn't see it coming. And then he was left to bleed out in his car. And it was horrifying. I mean, that was like CSI kind of stuff. And our mainstream media is not interested in the things that could make people stronger and better, which is a whole different rabbit hole. But can you talk to the fact that men are just as at risk as the ladies are? And if there's any specific thing they should think about differently?
So here's one of the things that I know about all human beings. Given that I've done this so long and I've heard so many stories, perfect example, real estate agent in Annapolis was doing a new home showing. And some guys came and he had a really nice car. Because again, the myth is about agents, what? They drive nice cars, they wear nice jewelry, they dress really beautiful, they have lots of money. That's the myth. Okay.
So that's $1 million producers, right? If you're $1 million producer.
Exactly. So they've got tons of money.
Cash.
Mm-hmm. So these guys come in and they want his car. What I have found in all my years of doing this is we as citizens, depending on how we respond and react in a crime situation, it can either save our lives or it can cost us our lives. So what happened with this male agent was he fought to not give these perpetrators the keys to his car and they stabbed him to death. If he had just said, here's my keys, here's all the money in my pocket, here's my debit, whatever you want, take it and leave. Most of the times criminals will do that. Mm-hmm. However, if you respond aggressively in a way that probably is not best suited for that situation. So again, it's always situational awareness. What is my situation? What is the safety education that I have gleaned to know exactly what to do in this kind of situation? Always ask in a crime situation, what do you want? Because they're going to tell you exactly what they want. They're going to do it in very vivid detail. And then you know what your options are. If it's you they want, it's going to be different than the car, the jewelry, the pocketbook. So again, how you respond is very differently, but it starts with education. There was another good friend of mine that I know you always ask for stories. And this is somebody who personally I know. She's been in my program, but she has that nurturing heart. She's doing an open house, okay, it's new home, and guy comes in, and he says, he's waiting for his friend down the street. She said, oh, is that the fireman that lives in such and such a house? Well, isn't he 3 days on and 2 days off? Well, that was her first red flag, but she ignored it. That was her first red flag. She should immediately left. So then the guy's sitting there, okay, so it goes on for 3 hours. After 3 hours, he asked her to come and look at the scuttle hole in the attic because there wasn't the pull down, because in his mind, he was going to kill her in the attic. So she literally goes up there and looks at it with them. All red flags. Again, we know this. She had her chemical defense spray, of which I recommend. She had it on her, but the guy took and pushed her down, pulled her belt off, and got her chemical defense spray. Now, where should it have been? In her hand. It's either on your body, in your hand at all times, no questions asked. So she cut her face. So after about 3 hours, the real estate agent across the street comes over, peeks her head in the door and says, is everything okay? Now, she should have known, number one, to call the police, because nobody sits there for 3 hours in an open house scenario, in a new home scenario. So she goes back, immediately calls the police. The guy stands up and he says, this is your lucky day because I was going to kill you. He took her wallet, her jewelry, the keys to her car, and he left. He had just gotten out of jail 2 weeks prior. And 2 weeks after that, there was a woman, elderly woman, raped and killed in her home just a mile away. That could have very easily been this friend of mine. She didn't pay attention to all the red flags. And that's so oftentimes what we know agents do. They may have that gut feel. They may have that intuition speaking to them. But they're like, oh, I don't want to be silly. Let me just keep on going.
Listen to that. Always listen to that. That's God speaking is what that is.
It absolutely is. And so there again, male or female agents, we need to realize that we're not invincible. And a lot of male agents, I talked to a male agent the other day and he's in another business with me and he's a podcast and all this stuff. And I said, hey, look, I'd love to come in and do a safety information because it's Realtor Safety Month. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm a 300-pound man. I carry a gun. Those safety things are so boring. And I was like, okay. You're obviously not the right person for me to talk to because that's the mentality. A lot of times of the males out there, I can take care of myself. Well, you know what? When you've got a knife at your throat or a gun in your face, that's probably not the right answer. So again, it comes back to being aware that number one, anybody can become a victim, male or female. Have the education and know specifically how to respond and react in these situations, because the only point is to get yourself safely out of that situation, period. And if we begin to look at that and get educated, then agents will be much safer and follow the protocols and take it seriously and not have it be a one-time event. It's the same thing with self-defense. A lot of people say, oh, I had self-defense. I took one probably 3 or 5 years ago. Today, if my life depended on it, I couldn't do any of them. Because what happens is, and you well know, Lee, if you are not practicing week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, to become proficient, you will never be able to use those skills when your life is threatened, because that's a time of fight or flight. And fighting is always, always, always your last alternative because there's so many different options. And so I give a lot of those tips out when I'm doing my program. What do you do in a sexual assault situation? What are your options in all different kinds of situations? So education, awareness, realize anybody can be a victim, and then put those safety protocols into place and do them every single day, because it only takes one time.
And I'll just point out with regard to the talk about practicing and keeping things front of mind, the world knows that I carry concealed. I'm very obvious about that because I find that it stops a lot of conversations, but I'm confident in that because I practice. So I will just tell you, if any of y'all are watching or listening to this and you got inspired to go get a handgun at some point, you have no business carrying it if you are not practicing with it so that you are able to react correctly. It's not a toy and it's not something to be taken lightly. Just like your self-defense, you got to practice. Your CPR class, you got to practice. Your prospecting, you got to practice. You want to do a good listing, you got to practice. Everything adds up. And you can't assume that you're going to remember everything forever. So, Brenda, as we wrap up our episode here, I'd love for you to give our listeners, give them one positive outcome that you have seen from your training that made you so proud to have done this for 39 years. Let's end on a positive note.
All right. So one of the things that I'm very grateful for is I've gotten a lot of testimonials over the years from people who've literally had their lives saved. And one that comes to mind is I was doing a program for a military installation and had like 200 or 300 in my audience. And a girl saw me like 3 months later in the community. And she came running up to me. She's like, Brenda, you're not going to believe this, but you saved my life. And I said, well, what happened? She said, 1 week after your program, I was placed in a gang rape situation. She said, but the skills, tips, strategies, and tools that you gave me helped get me out of that situation. I did what you recommended. It was a sexual assault situation. She said, I did exactly what you instructed me to do. I totally incapacitated the assailant. The other two that were with them scared, they took off. Police were alerted, and that guy was arrested that day.
See, and friends, that's why safety matters. And it's why you need to be educating and re-educating and continually educating yourself. And for the record, if you're a 25-year realtor and you took a safety class 10 years ago, that does not count. You need to take one right now. And then also be proactive with early career realtors. When you see an early career realtor around you, bring them into this space, help them hear exactly what Brenda's been telling y'all, and be that one who can have somebody run up to you later and say, hey, thank you for getting me in that direction. Brenda, how can people find you if they're interested in your classes or your tips or anything at all?
So my company is Smart Wise Protection, and I can be found anywhere, social media, Brenda Wise, very simple, on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to DM me for any of the safety tips that I provide, sellers, FSBOs, real estate tips for agents, or my presentation for your office, contact me at any one of those places and I'll get back to you immediately and we'll together help save lives.
All right, friends, all of Brenda's links are in the show notes for this episode. So if you didn't write it down or you heard her name her company incorrectly, now you don't remember which one it is, it's fine because everything is in the show notes. But Brenda, now you have to go buy that domain and see if you can't point them together because you said it out loud and I'm not editing it. And that way, friends, after you have dug in a little bit and educated yourself a little bit more, this is why we're here on this episode. We want you to be safe as you are in the greatest business on earth. It's greater if you're alive to perform it. So, Brenda, thank you for coming on the show and for sharing so much information with us. And thank you for what you're doing in the realtor community and the other communities as well, because we're going to have to look after each other. And when things get worse, that doesn't mean we have to be worse too.
No, thank you, Lee, because together you and I can make a difference when it comes to agent safety.
All right, friends, if you learned something today and if you appreciate the information, you know that means 5 stars and a subscription. Leave a little comment, tell Brenda thank you, go visit her links. And if you want to show up on a future episode, just reach out. You know where to find me. And until then, I'll see you next time. Okay, now don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown or tweet me at Lee Brown or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.